It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Local elections can have national implications, and nowhere is that more obvious this year than the results of a seemingly obscure election in Washington State's Whatcom County. The focus is on the Whatcom County Council because it will eventually decide whether or not to approve the largest of the proposed coal export terminals on the West Coast. Reporter Ashley Ahern of the public media collaborative EarthFix followed this election closely, and she's on the line now. Welcome back to Living on Earth.
Hey, Steve.
So some press accounts say that race in Whatcom County was a race between those who are in favor of developing a massive coal export terminal there and those who are against it. Was it that clear?
You know, I think the funny thing about county council members and county council elections is the county council is a semi-judicial body that's supposed to be nonpartisan and will ultimately make decisions about the permits for the docks for the Gateway Pacific Terminal. And as you know, that's the largest proposed coal export terminal on the West Coast. And so the interesting thing to watch in this campaign season was that the candidates were all talking about the coal terminal, but they weren't allowed to come out directly and say how they would vote on it because they didn't want to sort of reveal their hand as semi-judicial members of this council eventually. So you had this interesting thing happening where there was code for how they might vote. People would say things like, well, I'm pro-development or pro-jobs, or I'm pro-environment, pro-conservation. And you kind of had to just interpret that as how they might vote on the terminal. That being said, the money followed a very clear line. There were four candidates who were backed by the Republican Party and a PAC that was funded by coal company money and terminal company money. And then there were four candidates that were backed heavily by the Whatcom County Democrats and the Washington Conservation voters. So the money, I think, shows a pretty clear picture when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, let's talk about the money that's involved here. County council is typically not a race that gets a lot of attention or money for that matter, but I gather that's not what happened there. How much was spent on this race overall?
Well, to give you some context, the average county council member will spend $20,000 to $30,000 to get elected, and there was close to $1 million spent on this campaign total for four candidates. So we're looking at $250,000, $200,000 per candidate in fundraising and spending to win this election. And it was pretty interesting to see where the money was coming from. And perhaps most interestingly, in terms of campaign finances, more money came in from the environmental side than from the coal company or fossil fuel industry side.
But when you add it all up, Ashley, this election was about coal?
You know, I think that depends on who you ask. For Washington Conservation voters, this was very clearly an election that was about coal. And they have said this was one of the most important elections for them in the state. And some have said nationally for any environmental group that is watching climate change issues on the ballot was this Whatcom County Council election. And so when I talked to Brendan Chahovic, he is the executive director of Washington Conservation Voters, he made it pretty clear that, yes, this was indeed about the coal export issue and climate change largely.
Look, we have four candidates who just lost their jobs because they supported coal exports in the Northwest. So, you know, if I was an elected official anywhere in the state, I would pick my head up and notice that.
But then on the more conservative pro-development side, you have this PAC known as Save Whatcom, which is funded by coal companies and terminal companies. Majority funding is coming from those groups. And I talked to Chris Halterman. She's the head of the PAC. And she said coal actually wasn't the biggest issue. And the environmentalists used it to sort of steal the election.
The money bought the election and painted a picture of the candidates that we supported as being that they would vote for coal, when what they would do was they would stand up and fight for the residents and the community and the property owners of Whatcom County.
Okay, Ashley, so did money buy this election?
Short answer, yes. The candidates that had more money spent on them won the election. Those were the four environmental candidates. Long answer, yes, but there was a huge grassroots and local effort that helped those candidates win the election. The environmental side definitely outdid the pro-coal side or pro-development side in this campaign in terms of just sheer numbers of doors knocked on, phone calls made. The Whatcom County Democrats and Washington Conservation voters made more than 47,000 phone calls and knocked on more than 26,000 doors. That's a lot of doors in a pretty rural and small county.
So when does this council actually weigh in on the coal terminal?
I mean, that's the funniest thing in all of this, I think, is, you know, the environmental impact, the environmental review for the Gateway Pacific Terminal has begun, but it could take more than 2 years for that to be completed. So these county council members may not be voting on these permits for the docks at Cherry Point, where the terminal would be built, for more than 2 years.
Will they still be in office, or is there another election to go?
Well, if there is, you can be sure it'll be getting just as much attention as this one did.
That's Ashley Ahern of the public media collaborative EarthFix. And by the way, we must congratulate Ashley on recently winning a AAAS Kavli Journalism Certificate of Merit for her series on coal dust.